Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Real As Yates podcast. We are your hosts, Taylor Yates
and Paige Yates.
In this podcast, we share with you everything we know about real estate, Greater Boston, and life. And in case you're wondering, yes, we are in fact related. We are a top producing mother-son real estate agent team where we lead, surprise, the Yates team. How you doing, Mom?
Good, thanks. How about you?
Good. I know normally we provide an update on what we've been doing lately, but I feel like this month we could just talk about what we did last month, which was go to Iceland.
We did. It was amazing
experience.
I cannot, well.
Can't recommend it enough.
Yeah. Right? So I think the big thing is I actually didn't know what to expect, right?
Yeah.
I'd heard great things about it. And I would say to anybody thinking about it, it's basically an outdoor vacation.
Yes, for sure.
You're like falling in love with these amazing waterfalls. Mm-hmm. You go on top of a volcano that's inactive. Mm-hmm. You go to a beach and it's completely black sand.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting and cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like, Iceland certainly has a culture, but it's not quite as like architecture or museum or food centric as like Paris or Rome or London are. You're really going to Iceland to see the natural beauty.
Yeah.
And it's wild. I mean, it is, look, we've been to Hawaii a number of times, which is also a volcanic island. But Iceland really makes you feel it, right? Like the whole landscape is just a moonscape with some moss scattered here and there. Like, yeah. I don't know how people made it work back in medieval times, but somehow they scratched out a living there. Here's the picture I want to paint for people. The whole center of the island is basically volcanoes, mountains, and glaciers, right? Totally uninhabitable. You can't live there. So the place where all the people are is around the edges of the island. There's basically one highway that goes around the whole thing. And once you leave the main city, it's just going out to the countryside. And on one side, you'll see the ocean. And on the other side, you'll see these mountains and glaciers looming over you. And it's really cool. So what was your favorite thing that we did? If you had to pick one, obviously you can change your mind later. But if you had to pick one right now.
I think walking into the waterfalls.
Yeah.
Behind the waterfalls,
cool.
and then when you went into the third waterfall, which kind of looked like this little waterfall, and you went back into this amazing cave. I don't even know what it was. It was volcanic rock with water pouring down the middle, and you could stand in there.
So to like paint the picture a little bit, one of the waterfalls, I'm going to butcher the name. I think it's called Seljalandsfoss.
Okay.
So foss in Icelandic means waterfall. Mm-hmm. So there's three or four waterfalls all in a row, and they're all fed by glacial melt, right? It's just coming from some mixture of like rain and melting ice from this giant glacier at the top of the mountain. So there's one big one where you can like go all the way behind it. You can actually go pretty far behind it, maybe like 50 to 100 feet behind it. And it's maybe, 50 to 100 feet wide. So it's a big walk around. Then there's a couple of smaller ones. If you walk down this path, and then you get to one last one where there's like a cave that's maybe, again, like 100 feet deep, but only maybe 20 feet wide.
Right.
And you walk in there and you have to like walk kind of into a river to get up there, and it's chilly, but it's really cool and you get wet and it's fun and the kids had fun, except for my daughter. She did not like it.
It was a great, great trip.
That's cool. We'll drip some more cool parts of that trip throughout the month. Back to real estate. So this month we're talking about relocation, right? And this week we're talking about...
Actually, after our trip, maybe we should consider relocating to Iceland.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, they seem to have...
It's a long distance move.
It is a long distance move. It is, I will say, it is surprisingly close to Boston,
yeah,
like most of Europe. But let's talk about relocation and what to expect when you're going to a new city. So, Mom, what are like the first three things you think you should research before committing to a move, beyond like the job or the like the job opportunities or housing prices?
So I think the most important thing is to be able to identify what you need to live.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if you're have the need to be near a hospital, mm-hmm. that might be an important component that you don't normally think about. If you have to go into work and you have don't have multiple cars or you're facing kind of getting someplace, do you need public transportation or can you walk where you need to go? And I think the third thing is once you establish your price range, there are a variety of places to look in the Boston area. Mm-hmm. And I think you need to find the town that suits your character.
Yeah.
Because every town has a little bit different vibe. And that, to me, is the most important thing when you're relocating.
That's right. So, I mean, you're talking about lifestyle, basically. These are all, like, lifestyle things. And I might build on that in a couple of ways and talk more about, like, relocating to a city, like a more like a metro region. So, you know, I think it helps to talk to somebody locally and hear their two cents about what stands out to them. So, for example, one of the things that I think is pretty cool about Boston is we are the closest major American city to Europe. Mm-hmm. So if you have aspirations to travel to Europe, it's actually pretty easy to do from Boston. And a lot of people who move here do have exactly those aspirations. And I think that's a major, major plus for Boston. And to double down on that, Logan is super easy to get to, right? It's like, you live all the way out in Weston, it's like 25 minutes, right?
Right. Exactly.
So schools, I think, are another one. If it matters to you, weather, I think, comes up a lot when I talk to people who are relocating to pitch Boston again. I get a lot of questions about like, oh, you know, Boston sounds like it's cold and it's snowy. And I tell people, look, every region's got its weather issue, right? Like California, they've got wildfires. Yeah. The Midwest, they've got tornadoes. Southeast, they've got flooding and hurricanes. And we do have snow, but our weather problem is annoying, but not destructive.
Right.
You're never going to lose your house to a blizzard.
Correct.
Or I guess I should say unlikely in the world we live in.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Cool. So why don't we take a quick break and then we'll come back and take a question from the audience.
Did you know that Taylor and I aren't just your favorite real estate podcast hosts? We're also pretty darn good at our day jobs. With over 30 years experience and $1 billion sold in Greater Boston, we're real estate agents you can trust. If you're buying or selling a home, reach out to us at contact@yatesboston.com today.
All right. What are the biggest mistakes people make when relocating and how can they be avoided with the right planning?
I think it's critical to talk to a real estate agent. Mm-hmm. And give them some of your thoughts and comments so that they can discuss a plan with you.
Yeah.
For instance, I had a couple relocating from the New Haven area.
Mm-hmm.
And they had done their research and they said to me, I want to live in Dover.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, great, it's a great town, all good things about it. And then I said, And they expressed an interest in their school system. They had twin daughters. And then I said to them, where does your husband plan on working?
Mm-hmm.
And how does he plan on getting there?
Mm-hmm.
And they went on to say, well, he's going to be working in the pharmaceutical industry and probably be commuting to Cambridge.
Oh, my God. Dover to Cambridge.
So that
especially
was
probably East Cambridge. Oh my gosh.
So we had a discussion and I was able to say to them, you understand that going from Dover to Cambridge, although on a map, it doesn't look like that big of a deal in the commute hours is going to be probably 1 to 2 hours.
Yes. This is a big one for me This is a big one for this area in particular. People look at a map and they don't understand that the distance between two points on a map is not super indicative of how long it takes to get there. Because if you look at a map, you're like, you know, getting from Dover to East Cambridge is not any further than getting from like one side of Houston to the other.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes, you know, it takes a couple hours and you got to decide if that's what you want to sign up for.
So it was a good it was a good start.
Yeah.
And they had done their research,
mm-hmm.
but then we had to alter their thought process and we ended up in a in Carlisle.
Yeah.
Great thing. He changed jobs, but always in the pharmaceutical business.
That's right.
So it was still a great location.
Awesome. Thanks for the awesome question. If you're a curious cat and would like your question to be considered, you can just send us an email at contact@yatesboston.com or slide into our DMs at Yates Team Boston. That's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week wherever you find your podcasts. If you enjoyed this, be sure to like, subscribe, and give us that 5-star review. You can also find us on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok at Yates Team Boston or on the web at yatesboston.com.